Welcome back, or welcome to Spook Central. And today we're going to be looking at three scary stories that I found on Reddit that are about spooky encounters from staff in mental asylums, part 2. Alright, let's get on with the spoops. First up, we have a story by Tyler Herden. In the past year, a man with severe schizophrenia and degenerative spine clearing a 3 to 4 foot counter just to sit on the floor in the middle of the nursing station because Arthur Saladin, the Supreme, being told me to. Same guy trying to bite off his own fingers because we wouldn't let him climb the counter, so he needed to appease Arthur in some way. Having to remove plastic cups from the adolescent unit because one of the worst borderline girls I've ever worked with kept trying to cut herself with them. A bipolar patient presenting with psychotic features, accusing me of being Cthulhu. Okay, so this word is not what I'm familiar with. I'm guessing it's a foreign name. C-T-H-U-L-U. I don't know how to pronounce it, and I'm sorry. Anyway, trying to steal his soul later. Then he put in parentheses that he later became his favorite staff member after the whole incident. Schizophrenic 13-year-old that looked like Chucky. For real, that was the nickname staff gave her. Her parents didn't believe in medication, so I got to watch her laugh maniacally and respond to non-existent stimuli for extended periods of time. Why would you even send her to a mental asylum if you're not going to let them help her? What the frick, man? I'm sorry. I always get mad at these parents because they're idiots. And I don't care if you don't believe in medicine. You can leave now. Please don't, but you can if you need to. Coming in at number 2, we have one by Farad Juve or Juve. I worked at a hospital that had a psych unit. One time I had to do an EKG on a 255-pound, 60-year-old woman. When you do an EKG, the patient has to open up their top. But this one proceeded to take off her pants, too, completely naked. Then looked me in the eyes and asked me, Roger, my name is not Roger. Roger, why did you leave me and Ma? Do you want some of this? Will it make you stay? Her look still haunts me. Yeah, that's a, 911. Help. Last but not least, we have one, and I couldn't find the username, so sorry. But this one had a story about how they used to work in a medical ward, and there was this male patient in his 30s who was very quiet and liked to hide under their bed, and they weren't concerned because they thought that's where he felt safer, and, you know, they let him continue. One day they went into the ward and there was blood everywhere, and the tracks led to under the bed, and under the bed there were symbols carved into the wall, and his fingernails were missing because he used his fingernails to carve that shit into the wall. I'm gonna hope to God that I never go insane. More insane. Anyway, that's it for today. Make sure you check out Anchor, because it's pretty cool. Also, make sure to follow me on Reddit. Not Reddit. I'm an idiot. Instagram. My name is Robin Hood, with 2 B's in Robin. and there I post photography, and soon I will be posting updates on when my next podcast will be, so make sure to follow me on there, and I can't wait to see you guys next time. Bye-bye!